Kamala did what Kamala always does. She just put her head down and she went to work.
In fact, recently I was in Nevada. I'm in these streets now, I'm everywhere.
These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
On the other side of my, you know, the other folks, the Trump and his running mate.
That guy got it. Michigan knows that word.
And they'll talk about, oh, well, yeah, but I do believe in the exception to save the mother's life. Okay. All right, let's break that down, shall we?
When it's all said and done, Kamala's campaign will rival the movie Spinal Tap.
Hey, Cleveland!
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Let's go in!
You must have made a wrong turn.
Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us.
The rabid left, comfortable in their spoiled geriatric immaturity, are losing their minds.
I didn't. I came out here to have a civil conversation, but the next time that you put your hands on me, you keep your hands away from me.
You stop me.
It's sad that you're Hispanic and you're against yourself.
Right
you are,
here.
Yes, ma'am. You are voting against your own rights.
I'm a first-generation Texan. Okay, I'm a woman, and I have my own rights to vote and have my own opinion, just like every other person.
This is
why. This is why our country is the way.
And I will let you vote.
This is why our country is. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me.
Apparently, none of these people can grasp the anti-American violent autocracy we are currently enduring. It's a perfect storm of malignant narcissism and Stockholm syndrome.
So tell me a bit about Trump's agenda and what about it is most scary, most concerning to you.
He says that he's going to take anybody who disagrees with him and put them in jail. And from there, he's going to deport them out of the United States altogether.
And I think he wants to basically turn this into a white Christian nation, which it is not.
He will totally try to destroy all life on Earth before he dies.
Elon Musk is wearing a Make America Great hat in the Nazi font. That was definitely the vibe there. It was frightening and disgusting.
What I will say to you is if he wins in November, it is going to be the birth of the American Nazi Party with him as the top of it.
He's a floating island of trash, him and his supporters.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
You are voting for someone who supports Donald Trump, and you're anti-woman, you're anti-abortion, and basically you're anti-American because you have just trashed American values and what our country is all about over and over and over.
Yet, of course, after those attempted assassination attempts on the former president's life, his opponents reached out to him and said they do not accept political violence. That has been a key difference. I do want to play you.
No, please. His opponents are saying to this very day the same rhetoric that led to those two assassination attempts. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris said that everyone who showed up to President Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden was a Nazi. That's despicable, dangerous, divisive rhetoric that is spewed by the Democrat Party every single day. And I'm so sick and tired of the media pointing the finger at Donald Trump and saying that he is sowing division in this country. He is not. The media is for pushing hoaxes like the one that you all pushed today, and the Democrat Party is for pushing lies about him. But the good news is Americans don't buy it.
The rebels are Republicans now. They're like, you want to be a rebel? You want to be punk rock? You want to, like, buck the system? You're a conservative now.
The Donald. Wow. There's a complicated fella. And as one journalist once said to me, is he the political sex pistol?
Well, in a way.
What I dislike is the left-wing media in America are trying to smear the bloke as a racist, and that's completely not true.
They're going, he's going to put us in jail. He's going to invest. That's what you're doing to him.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, will you do that? Will you do that to him, if you win? You know, the presidency has tremendous power. I could have put crooked Hillary in
I respected
jail.
That you didn't because didn't. What you said was it would be bad for the country.
John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, it took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate Sea Moss, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate Sea Moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we just had lawyer Patriot, who I met with up in Pennsylvania in Reading a few months ago at the Tucker event. We had him on about his lawsuit in Arizona to force the not hundreds of thousands, now it's millions of names they're trying to keep secret. In the last two elections, it's grown up to over a million names in Arizona. And they're fighting like the devil to never release it. You know, they have all the names. And there's been county officials and things that spot checked it and did were able to see it. And it's just full of dead people, illegal aliens, and just fake names. Like California, people's cats voting. And when this comes out, the judge, federal judge, ordered it released today. When this comes out, it just totally proves 2020 was stolen and whatever they're about to do there. So we are so close. That's why they've got to stage terror attacks, blame it on us, try to bring in martial law, because they're going to get caught whether they steal this from Trump or not. The Republicans are on this. Trump got control of the RNC. They've been doing light years better than they did 4 years ago. There was no ground game or no investigation and nothing, according to Roger Stone, who is the expert on the Yesterday. And I mean, I'm an expert too, but not like him on elections. And now he says it's A plus compared to what it was. And then you've got all these citizen groups and all these different legal groups like Mike Yoder, Citizen AG, that are just fighting with everything they've got and just having success after success after success. I mean, he's got state investigations going all over the country now, including Texas with Paxton off of this database the Democrats tricked people a decade ago into putting in, like it's a database company for election integrity, and it's a fraud database so illegals and others can vote, and they're in control of 20 plus, it was 30, they've lost some now, databases so that they can have fraud on them. I mean, it's just insane. And then, I can't get over this, I'm going to keep repeating it because it's not getting a lot of traction, it should. Oh, yeah, the Pentagon says 2 days ago, yeah, we didn't give any absentee overseas ballots, first time ever in modern history, just you know, since absentee ballots were had overseas. Nope, sorry, you just don't get them, period. But illegal aliens can vote. And again, there's that baked-in lie that, wait a minute, illegals don't vote. I heard CNN say that. Oh, that's why you've had all these federal judges rule illegal aliens can vote in all these states? And then you've got the wake-up call of the Supreme Court last week saying, okay, well, in Virginia, you can't vote. Pull them off the rolls. So this thing is so close. Not just the election. I mean, Trump's winning by a landslide because of fraud. It's close. And as Trump said yesterday, I'll play the clip like 10 times, they're fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. So Mike Yoder joins us, and it's not just what's happening in Arizona. Federal judge orders Arizona release voter roll records. Judge orders Arizona release names of voters affected by the glitch. You can't see their names or who they are. Pennsylvania Supreme Court rules that undated ballots won't be counted in presidential election. Because see, that's the key they're doing in Georgia and Nevada. And at least they had the fake Supreme Court ruling last Monday to say, okay, well, Nevada can, for 3 days, can count ballots with no postmark, meaning they can produce whatever they need after the fact. Georgia just said, oh, there's no law. They don't have a Supreme Court saying it. They just say, yeah, we're just going to keep counting and keep stuff. They just, an election official announcement in Atlanta. So, like, there's no law in Texas. The law says non-citizen IDs can't vote. Secretary of State 5 weeks ago says, yeah, they can. It's in the news. Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News. I can show you the video of the AG saying it. See, so people are finally like, what? Elon Musk and Alex Jones are right, the illegal aliens. And now Joe Rogan's seen the proof and says, yeah, they did steal the elections. And they aren't. See, the dam has broken. But let's not start celebrating yet, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you think the evil, corrupt system hanging on by its fingernails isn't going to stage a bunch of violence and blame us, which they now say is imminent, exactly as I told you, they set the table for this. They've cast us as the villains. If you don't think they're going to pull some major shenanigans after they already tried to kill Trump twice we know of, then I don't know what to say. And people say, okay, what do? Well, we expose it. They're the bad guys. They have the history. They're the ones talking about uprisings and Civil War conditions. And they're going to contest the election. And then if we contest them trying to steal it, we're stealing it. It's amazing. So, Mike Yoder, thanks for the short notice coming on. Congratulations on your big victory in your lawsuit over the weekend. I know you're up to date probably more than anybody. You know, I mean, you're in the top guys with your nose to the grindstone as a lawyer and researcher and civil rights activists for our voting here in this country. So tell us about Arizona and how big this is. And then it looks like the beginning of the end for these folks, unless they bring in total martial law later. Regardless how you slice this, even mainline analysts say the system's screwed. They know those are fraudulent people. That's why they're trying to keep it secret, like the 500,000 in Michigan. They admit are fraudulent, but they're going to leave on. I mean, this is a come to Jesus moment right now. How would you quantify this moment in your own words? And then tell us about Arizona.
I mean, Arizona is one of the worst states in terms of the voters that are on their rolls in what's called an unknown status. Georgia's over a million. I mean, when I say millions, it's not an exaggeration. I mean, there's literally tens of millions of ineligible voters on rolls throughout this country. And Arizona, that 1.2 figure was after giving concessions at every single level that we could in favor of the state, and after reducing every conceivable possible voter in any way, shape, or form. The number that, you know, objectively was probably closer to 1.9 million was at 1.2 million. And that's just to show how bad it truly is with states not maintaining their rolls. And at the hearing, I wasn't there. Our director of litigation, Nicole Pearson, as well as Alex Culloden, were the two attorneys that argued the case in court. But at the hearing, the Secretary of State didn't even bother showing up. The judge laid into them for that. And then come to find out, he just blatantly had lied to us, told us the records didn't exist in writing. That's what his office said. And come to find out, there's 1.2 million of the records, exactly what we asked for, that do exist, and the court order that they produced them to us. So a lot of people have asked, what implication does this have in terms of this election? And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's too late. Well, first and foremost, we only learned about this in light of what had happened and transpired with the Arizona illegals and the forced records that were being forced to be given over thanks to America First Legal. So we only had a short time frame to get this out and do the work on it. We filed suit last week and we got the order in less than a week. But point being is that even if they cast a vote, there's still a certification process. There's still a period of time where we have the ability to ascertain who is or who is not an eligible voter. And we will know each and every one of them that is voting illegally. We will know if the vote is fraudulent. And we also have all the data. We already have data of the individuals, and we can tell you where they live or not. And we will be able to move forward and strike out any unlawful vote in that state. And we have 1.2 million people that should have been removed, or alternatively, should have been activated if they had voted in 2020 or 2022. But the bottom line is, out of that 1.2 million, they're unequivocally based under federal law. Not one of them should have been listed on the voter rolls as an inactive voter, and only those who actually voted in 2020 or 2022 should have been reactivated. And the chances that they did not reactivate someone that did actually vote are slim to none. So that's 1.2 million names that shouldn't be on those rolls.
And as you said, same crap everywhere. But a lot of the analysts I'm reading, and I agree with them, say this is a devastating victory. And the same thing is now happening in Pennsylvania. What do you make of Pennsylvania saying they're not going to accept these made-up, unpostmarked ballots after the election? You heard me trying to quantify how good the Republican mitigation of the fraud has been beforehand. Will it be able to dampen the mass fraud that is baked in to ensure the Trump victory?
I think that we're seeing a pile on more so than we've seen before in terms of the litigation side. I think there's a lot of lawyers that are actually getting involved. I think that the postmark ballots, it's kind of hard to comment on those things because it's just so common sense. I mean, I can't conceptualize a reason that something that's either not postmarked at all or postmarked after the date of the election. I mean, in what realm is there any other aspect of our lives where something can be dated past the deadline and it's just deemed to be accepted? I mean, I can't think of anything. I mean, even in like middle school with your homework, it's late. Point being, that's how it works.
And let's be clear, it's the same tactic.
I think it's a straightforward response.
Exactly.
But I think it's going to make a big difference because they can't just add those numbers in that we saw those overnight spikes like we did before. And a lot of those spikes were coming from something called provisional ballots, which we've just discovered yesterday, too, which we're now going to be looking into as well.
Tell us about that in a moment, but let me just throw in my point. And of course, you know this, but for the audience that may not, most of the audience is as informed as we are, so most of you get it. But for those that don't get it, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, all the battleground states, it's the same. These Democrat harvesting groups dump these masses of so-called voter registration garbage a day before or 2 days before so that no one has time to go through them, but the states are going through them and are finding the majority are fraudulent. I mean, we played the election officials and the district attorneys, you know, all over the country going, no, like, you know, most of these are fraudulent. So they do it right before the deadline, too, to try to swamp and get it through.
Yeah. And I mean, there's ballots that are being dumped. You have digital fraud that we can statistically prove. I mean, in Arizona in 2020, there were 16 counties that had identical regression lines, and there were different races. There were state versus federal. There were sheriff's races versus congressional seats. I mean, the regression lines were 100% identical. And it's almost as if like it's a plane coming into land where if you're a little bit, you know, too far back, you have to speed up to get on that perfect trajectory downward where the point is already set where they need to hit that margin of victory ahead of time. And that's how they infiltrate that with the numbers. And you can switch the votes. It was done internally. They were able to prove that. And what we're seeing now is that in four different states, the margin of victory was to the exact ballot, the same identical number of provisional ballots that were ultimately rejected in four different states, which is absolutely a mathematical miracle if it were to ever happen. But the provisional ballots are something that's also being used. And a lot of people don't even know what a provisional ballot is. So, I can go into that if you want me to, but it's
yeah,
just
please
absolutely
do.
Shocking
Musk about an hour ago.
This is, and it needs to be addressed.
Another area, Musk about an hour ago put this out. The reports are flooding in. They're being confirmed everywhere. Democrats who've never had a trouble doing their mail-in ballot, their absentee ballots, are now finding that when they vote Republican, they're being rejected. And that's what you're saying is it's these election officials have a lot of ways to cheat and to slice off votes.
I mean, election law is the most complex and politically charged, dirty realm of law that I've ever, you know, been involved in. And the thing about it, the best way I can explain it is it's think of it like a maze that takes you 2 years to go through and check every single corner to see if there's a door as the exit. There's never a door, but it takes you all the way through that 2 year period to check every single spot till you realize there isn't a door out. And the problem with that is that as soon as that 2 year period comes up, they start changing the rules again because you have a congressional race every 2 years. So the law is always changing. It's changing at the federal level. It changes at the state level. It changes at the county and municipal levels. Then you have people disregarding court orders. You have county boards like you see in Fulton County, where we even had the woman who was the former chairman of the Board of Elections in Fulton County state that they, quote, never conduct an independent search for anybody, dead people, felons, people who live out of state. And it's just cavalier. They just absolutely disregard the law. And the only way I think that this is ever going to get fixed in the long run is if Trump is in office and he does an absolute massive overhaul of the election structure within this country, because it is so just absolutely plagued with corruption. And it's so deep that there's no way to unroot it, unfortunately, ultimately. But I think we are able to, you know, get through, especially when you look at what a fair election is. And that's at the end of the day, all we want. No one's trying to suppress votes. No one's trying to keep people out of being able to vote for the candidate of their choice. All we want is that Americans, and only Americans, choose the 47th president of the United States and whoever that may be. Then we will accept that if it is a fair election. If it's not a fair election, then that needs to be addressed, because that is our right. And if voting is undermined, every other right that we have is illusory.
Do you agree with me, though, that the good news is there is now, I mean, the awakening to election fraud and these scams and these mazes they change every 2 years, as you very astutely gave that analogy. I have trouble quantifying how big this awakening is. It's so big.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only difference between the truth and a conspiracy theory is about 6 to 8 months, and sometimes maybe it reaches a year. But otherwise, the fact that it's undeniable, it is so unequivocally in your face that you look silly if you're going to try to deny what is happening. It is getting caught on tape. The people are waking up to understanding it. You're seeing people actually capturing it, and you're seeing all the different dirty tricks. There's so many of them. I mean, you see the ones where they have a little dot. If there's a dot in the bubble of the circle for Kamala Harris, that would void your ballot if you don't fill the rest of that out. If you voted for Trump, it would void the ballot for another markation on the ballot itself. So look out for that. I mean, and the other thing I was going to say with the provisionals, if you go to the polls and you vote and they give you a provisional ballot, make sure that you follow up by looking online or calling whatever number it is. They have to give you written instructions. Make sure that you follow up to confirm that your ballot was received and counted. If you don't do that, there's no way to know. If you're just going to assume that people are good, that people are doing the right thing, that when you vote and you hand over your provisional ballot, it'll get tabulated accordingly. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And there's so many people that just have a level of cognitive dissonance because they can't imagine such evil in this world. They can't imagine the type of just blatancy, I guess, would be the best way to put it. So it's real. And that's what I'm trying to say, is do not take it for granted. Don't be lazy. Don't bury your head in the sand. If you have a provisional, make sure you follow up to look online and see what happens if you do turn it in there. And, you know, the masses are waking up to realize the hell that it is that we've been fighting for the last, I don't know, you've been doing it for decades. I've been doing it for the last 5-6 years.
Mike Yoder, who just had a huge success, we folks just joined us or tuning in Arizona. 1,200,000 people that are in there that they won't say who are, and they've been fighting for years to block this coming out. Now the federal judge got pissed off and said, you are releasing it. We've got all the vote flipping around the country confirmed from straight Republican to straight Democrat. It's insane. But two big things that everybody can get is all these federal judges saying illegal aliens can stay on the rolls, and then the Supreme Court saying take them off in Virginia. People go, oh, they were there? Yeah. And then active duty not being able to have their vote. Oh, sorry, the Pentagon didn't set up for that this election. Never before did they do that. But just this time, sorry, you're not allowed to absentee vote. And we're just going to tell you now on the eve of the election. That's massive vote shaving right there. Illegal aliens can vote, but active duty can't. I mean, that is blatant attempted election theft right there, Mike Yoder.
I think that they know why that the military would not necessarily be a favorable demographic to send ballots to, considering if you look back all the way to what happened in Afghanistan, you look at the comments that were made, you look at just the way that he's treated our troops and the amount of money that's been sent overseas to Ukraine, that's been sent over to Russia, which is, we funded both sides of that war. And I mean, it's absolutely heinous what we're seeing. And if people don't realize that this is the only threat to America, really, is if we kill it from the inside out. And that's exactly what you're seeing. And right now is our chance to turn that around and prevent it from actually manifesting. But the just corruption runs deeper than either you or I can explain, you know, in the next year, if we were to sit here. But it's real. And the sooner people accept that and start pushing back, posting stuff online, speaking out, and just getting involved, you can't bury your head in the sand anymore. And I think that we're really on the brink of it's either do or die at this point, in my opinion.
No, I agree. 2 weeks ago, a family member who votes all the time, you know, she'd been voting forever, 70-something years old, went to vote where she's been going for many elections, and there's dozens and dozens of people, and they say, sorry, the machine's broken. Fill out your ballot, just give it to me. And they all said no. They waited a couple hours, and somebody showed up and, like, touched the machine, said, oh, it works now. Now you can. Look, stage to them. I've heard that from two more people now that I personally know in Austin in different polling places, and then I see it reported everywhere constantly around the country in Republican districts and key precincts. What are you seeing in that area?
I mean, it's just another tactic. I mean, a lot of these things aren't necessarily the overt level of fraud where you're seeing literal ballots being dumped in or ballots being thrown out. But they're doing every single thing they can from, I mean, in California where and historically they have been alphabetical, but that you have to hit the down arrow to be able to see Trump's name appear on the ballot if you're voting on the machine. You're seeing there, you tap the name, someone tapped it 10 times and it didn't work. Then they finally tapped it again and it went, it clearly tapping on Trump's name and it went to Kamala. So there's every tactic that you can think of because they realize what the margin of victory would be if it were fair. I mean, it wouldn't even be a contest. It wouldn't even be close. And that's because the American people are realizing what's going on. And I think that there needs to be prosecutions. At the end of the day, I do not think that there will ever be substantive change for the long run until there are actual criminal prosecutions. There needs to be accountability. There needs to be actual action taken by our government. And it cannot always just be citizens. There's only so much people like me can do. There's only so much that other attorneys can do. There needs to be accountability at some degree. And I'm hoping that Trump does that if he were to get in office and use his next administration to clean up Washington.
Mike Yoder, just as a citizen, not just a lawyer, or a guy that's been in the middle of this fight, having a major victories, we all salute you. What is your dead reckoning? What's your gut tell you about what's going to happen? Does Trump win so big he's the winner tomorrow night? Do they steal Texas and claim she won and upset? Or the main Democrat plan is just to dispute it and string it out weeks, then have provocateurs attack Democrats or poll workers, blame Republicans, and then try to launch a civil war? Or do they, you know, it's clear Trump wins and then the Democrats don't certify it, as their top people have said they won't? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts here. What are you predicting?
What I've experienced is that when they get this flustered, they mess up royally. I think what's going to happen is that Trump would overtly win in a landslide, whether it's actually reported or not. I don't know. I think that he ultimately does prevail. And I think that as soon as it gets clear that they're not going to be able to, steal this one, they're going to just turn the lights off and flip the tables over and we'll see what happens from there. But, I'm here for whatever it is that we have to go through, but I will fight until January 20th, and that man puts his hand on the Bible and gets sworn in as the 47th president.
I 100% agree with you. I have so much energy and so much concern. I've never in 30 years on air, I barely can even do the show right now because I'm like you. I'm researching this constantly. I know how real it is. It's 100% in our face, and I just cannot imagine that these maniacs will get away with this. But at a sick level, Mike, if they're able to steal it and even try to bring in martial law, that's going to be even worse for them. I mean, I don't see any way out for the globalists right now.
I just hope it doesn't come to that. The last thing that I ever want to see happen in this country is have violence, let alone civil violence. I do not want to see any sort of wars, but I will die fighting to oppose tyranny, because other than religion and faith in God, that's the most important thing that we can have in life is freedom. And it's extremely important that people take a stand and do the right moral thing to avoid any sort of violence, to always follow the law, to make sure that you're doing what is moral, what's just, and what you're allowed to do within the confines of the law. And I leave that up to God. That's not a decision that I can make. It's not something that I'll ever be the sole determining factor of, but I have faith that God's on our team, and that's all that we need to ultimately prevail.
Mike Yoder, I asked a lot of questions. I know you got a few other key points to add. We'll come back and finish up with you and then shift the news. And Esther Souza and others are coming up. Stay with us. We are announcing Ultimate HydroForce. Now, this is not just electrolytes, okay? This is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium,
magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support. If InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on, regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food, so there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Finishing up, we got Matt Bracken, great author, researcher, wonderful analyst, former Navy SEAL, good friend of mine, to give us his intel on the Democrats' open preparation for martial law. We have security fences being put up around the Capitol and areas of D.C. We've got a whole bunch of states calling out the National Guard. I'll go through a list of those coming up here in a moment. You got all this hype that, oh, there's anonymous postings on Telegram that the militias are going to attack people. This is a crazy time. Mike Yoder, with all the great work you're doing, people that just joined us, recapping, you just had a big victory with the federal judge in Arizona and Maricopa County, saying the 1.2 million, or in the state, 1.2 million names that are on the voter rolls that they won't ever release, that we know are dead people and illegals and other stuff, have to be released. It's not a day late and dollar short, because this is spelling their doom. Similar things happening in other states. Any other key tidbits you'd like to add for folks? How do people find your great work?
So I don't want to let too much out right now, but I do have some other things that will be coming out definitely before there's any further shenanigans pulled. I'll just say that people can find us online. It's at @_citizenAG, both on Twitter and Instagram. It's at @_citizenAG. And then our website is citizenag.org. And Alex, I mean, I just wanted to say, like, we started this organization. There's four of us. We started this organization earlier this year. We have bootstrapped everything. I mean, the staff that I have been here every night. They have spent countless nights here overnight working to get this stuff done. And I wouldn't be able to do it without them. But imagine what impact we could have if we were able to build out a team that's even bigger. If we were able to have more lawyers that were willing to fight, we were able to have an actual machine to compete with what the left has. And look what we can do as four people. So just imagine if we can get that bigger, and it's all, you know, through a nonprofit. It's tax deductible. It's all just focused on restoring our constitutional rights. And I've always said, why are we always having legal defense funds? This time we have a legal offense fund. So if anybody is able to contribute to join this fight, any financial support that we can get for this nonprofit, just $5, $100, $50, I don't care. But we need to have the funding to take on these machines and litigation, because it's extremely expensive. So anyone that wants to chip in and help out, we would greatly appreciate it. You can go to citizenag.org, donate buttons in the top corner. But thanks again, Alex. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Mike. We'll go to Matt Bracken now. Then Dinesh D'Souza's coming up and more. But you look at a lot of other big talk shows. They don't have other groups on that are trying to raise funds to fight. We do. Because the other shows, I get it when all the funds go to them. Not us. We're like a mothership of organizing the best, most effective, truthful people to fight tyranny. That said, InfoWars is at the most critical point it's been in the 30 years I've been on air, 27 years of InfoWars. And we can be shut down the 13th. That's in 8 days. Very good chance of that. But I can continue on with the backup studios and the crew and everything and not miss a lick. There's a lot of servers, a lot of satellite uplinks, a lot of legal stuff that goes into that. We don't have the funds right now. So if you want us handicapped starting next week, in the middle of this time of times where everything comes together and humanity's ready for the truth, that's crazy. So I'm not bitching at people. We have amazing products you need. You really need to get off the bench. I'm counting on it, everybody. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get one of the great hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies. And what you really want to get is stuff like Ultimate CMOS, that is the superfoods with the organic iodine that's bioavailable in the body and all the other ingredients that are in it. It's amazing. So good for your whole stamina, libido, energy, immune system, just your energy, how you feel. There's a bunch of other great supplements there as well. Just take action. Go to the store. I want to thank those that have. Those that haven't, take action. We're fighting hard. We're having victories. That's what we're about. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you notice the HydroForce right there is a vitamin, mineral, / electrolytes. Notice that it looked like some store-bought stuff with nice red dye in it. No, it doesn't have any additives, so it's just powdery white. I know, would you like it better if I put some poison red dye in there? Nothing but good stuff in it. But it doesn't look as appetizing, does it? Because it's nothing but the actual vitamins and minerals and electrolytes. But it is delicious, and it is so good for you. And we've got the energy gummies. We've got the sleep gummies. Those are only $14 a pack. There are a lot of great deals at thealexjonesstore.com. The Second American Revolution is now. Please take action. All right, Matt Bracken will be popping in with us again tomorrow and in the aftermath after that. And he's a best-selling author, great researcher, former Navy SEAL, and he's called so much of what's happening now. We couldn't have a better guest on to talk about the pre-programming for what the deep state's going to pull. They've told us they're going to stage violence and blame it on us. They are going to contest the election. If we contest, they're contesting. We're all criminals. We're Hitler. Jamie Raskin says civil war conditions, not going to certify Trump. The other surrogates are saying they want uprisings against Trump because we're white supremacists. That's real people like James Carville on TV saying it. Not, oh, there's a Telegram post about maybe violence at polling places, as there's thousands of articles a week that Republicans are going to attack polling places out of a clear blue sky. So when the attack comes, we pray it doesn't. That's the next step. It's the next piece of the puzzle. It's right there, 2 + 2 = 4. It's not us. So how do we respond to that? What is he predicting? Really smart guy, Matt Bracken. Great to have you here with us. And people can go to your website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Matt Bracken, give us the download.
Well, first of all, I really enjoyed listening to Mike Yoder, and it's not only great information about Arizona. We need brave lawyers like him, because one of the things that our gangster Department of Justice has been doing has been pursuing lawyers that have anything to do with Trump world or the J6 defendants. It's not enough that they go after anybody associated with Trump, like Navarro, Bannon, but they go after the attorneys. They're trying to scare attorneys off from representing conservatives, alternative media like yourself. I mean, it's obviously you wrote the book on being pursued by the gangster DOJ. So if they install Kamala next January, all bets are off. The gangster government will be completely emboldened. They'll be off the chain. You know, they won't have to hide anything anymore. But it's a very dangerous and fraught time, because they can't discount the fact that Trump could have such a clear victory that there's no way he's not inaugurated. And you have people on the other side at the Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Garland, Mayorkas level. These guys project what they would do if they were in another position, and they're gangsters. So they're thinking, well, if Trump comes back and he's full of revenge, and I know the crimes that I've committed from the Russiagate hoax on, I could be charged with a violation of civil rights, you name it. I could spend the next 10 or 15 years in a federal prison if Trump is elected and they overturn, they take over the DOJ and put patriots in charge. So at that level, these guys that are black ops experts, traitors like Mayorkas that have led the invasion of our country, they would rule absolutely nothing out at this point to prevent a Trump from being inaugurated and taking over the DOJ, including kinetic actions to involve the airplane poisons, more shootings. I think nothing is off the table. And if it's close, you can see by how they've been trying to pump up the militia, the dangerous, white extremist militia myths. Between the election and the inauguration, I think that we're going to see another level, not just street demonstrations, riots, arsons like we did after George Floyd. I think we're going to see another level of sabotage, because our infrastructure is so vulnerable, especially our transportation infrastructure. We live in a high trust society. The mechanisms that bring food to the stores, that put the drinking water in your house, these are all mechanisms that essentially are unguarded out in the middle of America, and even in the cities where trains and pipelines run right through our cities. I think we're going to see another level. I think we're going to see sabotage that'll be blamed on militias. It'll be very easy to do, because if Trump is elected, they're going to contest it no matter what. But if Trump is elected and they go on a sabotage campaign, a false flag sabotage campaign, it'll be an attempt to instill some form of a martial law and prevent the turnover of the government. They're going to have to do things on a level that will cause supply chain breakdowns. I'm just saying that these guys, the Brennans, the Comeys, the Clappers, they live in that world. They live in the world of black budgets and cutouts and covert operations. They've done this overseas as part of their job description. They've brought these tactics home, trying to do color revolutions here in America, rigging elections, false flag operations, which I consider J6 to have been a false flag jujitsu on the J6 gathering. It was flipped into the insurrection, a very clever operation. So I think nothing's off the table, and I would not rule out kinetic attacks on Trump or a campaign of sabotage blamed on right-wing militias that would lead to direct martial law.
I 100% agree with you. Continue and tell us how we stop it or what we can do or how we should mitigate it.
Well, obviously, clearly stay away from anything like provoking militia instigations. I mean, I hear people on social media talking about, like, you know, if they steal the election, is that the go time to pick up arms? I would say absolutely not. We have to let this thing play out all the way through the inauguration. If it's an obvious stolen election, you know, if Trump gets 85 million votes, but Kamala gets 110 million votes, you know, some bogus thing like that, you know, the 3 a.m. injection of votes, and the DOJ is pursuing anybody that tries to contest it, then I still think it's not time to, at that point, take up arms. But I think that there are other forms of protest that we can do, not exactly on a Gandhi level, but, you know, there are mass movement methods that can be done outside of direct kinetic street action, such as it's been mentioned that Trump could actually be charged and go to prison, be taken to prison, be asked to turn himself in. Well, it's possible to completely stop a city like New York or Washington just by having a million extra people show up in their cars and then drive around the beltways and highways at, you know, 10 or 20 miles an hour. It's very hard to figure out who's doing it if you have a million cars all suddenly driving 10 miles an hour on the Washington Beltway, which would absolutely bring Washington to a dead stop. And there's very little that could be done about it. You know, the J6 was, I would say, easily 500,000 people assembled for a great day. You know, you were there, obviously, trying to prevent what happened at the Capitol. I was there at the Washington Monument, did not go to the Capitol, could see what was happening, fortunately. But so I'm you know, not in prison right now because I didn't get closer than the Air and Space Museum. But that was a mass people power rally that was turned into the so-called insurrection. And you can see how it was available to do so. You have 500,000 people, you direct a few thousand, open the doors, use provocateurs, get them into the Capitol. But if they tried to do a steal now and a million people just showed up in Washington, D.C. driving 10 miles an hour, you can absolutely stop a modern city. And it's very hard to assign blame. There aren't police helicopters ready to winch cars out. You know, you can bring a city to its knees without harming anybody directly. You do get into the situation of ambulances and so forth. But, I mean, this is the kind of actions that we can see happening. Sabotage against infrastructure blamed on militias and people power movements to stop cities from functioning if they're, for example, trying to put Trump in jail. It's going to be an amazing couple of months.
Matt Bracken, stay with us. I want to get more analysis from you. I want to make a major announcement. Elon Musk just posted on X, retweeted video of himself today with 6 American flags and the word yes in the center of it. I'm against globalist power. The UN should not have a lot of power. Who voted for them? I didn't vote for them. We want power to the people, maximum power to the individual, Elon Musk. So you and I've known that for decades. But to have Elon Musk out front and center, now being anti-globalist, the hottest thing, populist winning worldwide, massive election fraud being forced out in the open. I want to point out, I'm getting chills right now, we are making more strides a day than we made in decades before when I was on air 30 years ago, sitting at the knee of the literal people that discovered this in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the former head of the FBI in Los Angeles. They were doing seminars, and there was a few talk radio shows talking about, and they were writing books. Almost no one knew. Both my grandfathers knew. My dad knew. My uncle knew. But we were almost nobody then. Ron Paul knew. Now this is the hottest issue. It's the only issue. Elon Musk knows it. And I don't see how the globalists ever reverse this, even if they steal the election. I want to get your take on this. But here is Elon Musk calling out the world government right now. And we're like, well, this is old news for us. Yeah, But this is what success looks like. It takes a while, and this is so exciting. Here it is.
I'm against globalist power. The UN should not have a lot of power. It's like, who voted for them? I didn't vote for them. You know, and it's like, we want power to the people. Power, the power should, maximum power to the individual. And so, like, we should not have any sort of international treaties that restrict the freedom of Americans, and we should minimize the amount of federal interference at the state level. So it should be like, so unless it's at the state level, which is something you can influence, then it really, agencies at the federal and the national level should have minimal to zero power over you. Yeah.
And we've got another clip we're pulling in right now. This is breaking fast. If Trump becomes president in 2024, again, it will be the final death blow to the global order. WFS, we all know Harari, advisor to Klaus Schwab. I mean, they know, Matt, they know this is the big battle, isn't it?
It definitely is. And it's not, obviously, it's not just the United States. If you watch what's happening in Ireland, Ireland is being used as like a laboratory, a guinea pig experiment, because it's a small island, 5 million people. They are flooding that island with fighting age men, setting up military style barracks camps for them. I mean, with the inside of walls and fences, the Irish people are, other than drone video, you don't know what's going on in them. Britain could be the first Islamic power with nuclear weapons, because at the rate it's going, you know, it's going to be a Sharia country in a decade. And these trends have to be reversed. I mean, all around the world, food is under attack. You know, farms are being forced out of business. In Britain, they're putting a 20% inheritance tax on farms, so that they have to be sold to the state, turned into solar farms. The solar farms then are zoned for instead of agriculture, they're rezoned as places where you can build mass apartment buildings. I mean, the West is being invaded and attacked. We're in the middle of World War III, and we don't even see the real enemies. I mean, I look at somebody like the DHS head Mayorkas. He was on the board of the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. He's an enemy general. He was helping to run the invasion against America. How did he become the head of the Department of Homeland Security? How does an enemy general become the field marshal of your border and your Secret Service? You know, I mean, how does this happen? There is treason up and down at all levels inside of our government. And it's not like old fashioned, oh, he's a Russian spy, he's a Chinese spy, or Iranian spy, that's part of it. These are globalists, and they have infiltrated our own government at the very highest level. These people at the top, you know, the Garlands, the Blinkens, they do not consider themselves Americans. They consider themselves globalists, and we have to unmask them to take them down. And it's great seeing somebody like Elon Musk, who's now willing to pick up the lance and get on the horse and charge. Because, frankly, if Kamala is installed, he'll probably be in prison next year. You might be, too. I mean, if they can't take you out any other way. I mean, this is the hinge of history. We're leaning on this hinge of history right now. And people that say, well, Trump is just another stooge or another puppet. Come on. I mean, if I have a choice, if I'm in an airplane, I would rather have, everybody has seen the movie Flight. I would rather have drunk Denzel Washington flying the plane. He's trying to land it in the field. He's not perfect. He's got flaws. You know, the other pilot wants to fly it straight into the mountain. You know, we don't have a choice of the perfect pilot.
Now, what would you say to the 32 million Christians in a national survey that won't vote for Trump because he's not perfect? They're literally voting for our own destruction. It couldn't be more obvious.
Obviously, and we don't have a choice of Sullenberger or Jesus Christ flying the airplane. The choice is drunk Denzel Washington, who at least has some flying skill and wants to land it in the field, right? It won't be pretty. There's not going to be a perfect landing, and America is back to, you know, Reagan's Morning in America. But we have a fighting chance that way. If the other team wins, it's gangster government off the chain. They will censor social media. They will pass laws like in England where people are in prison for years for social media posts. That is coming if the other side is in the White House. So even if nobody can just fix the economy with the debt that we have. But at least taking over the Department of Justice can make the break that Mike Yoder was talking about. There have to be prosecutions. There has to be some kind of punishment for the people that ran the Russia hoax, you know, that paid for all this false testimony, for the judges that are working and colluding with attorney generals and to imprison Trump and others. There has to be punishment for these people. If they can get through with Kamala Harris, who's just an empty vessel, she never won an actual election.
She was installed. There's a coup. We got to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us. And then Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. I meant to take calls. We'll come right back to you, Matt. We're going to break in about a minute and a half here. Let me just say this. I want to remind listeners, I want to have 100 million viewers, and we've done this before on the election. We can do it again. We've had some shows weeks ago with 40 million viewers just on X a day, tens of millions on radio stations here. We're going to do it again. I need everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars on X and share the live feed and say, here's the uncensored, unvarnished analysis and truth with the best guest of what's happening. I'm going to be on today till 3. Owen's on till 6. We're going to launch another feed from the Alex Jones Network at AJN live from 8 to 10 with all the latest to give you a recap tonight. Then we're back at 8 a.m. tomorrow with Harrison Smith, myself, Owen, huge raft of top guests, all of the best analysts that have the best record of being accurate, like Matt Bragg and Roger Stone. The list goes on and on. Other huge guests. And we'll go as late as we need to, overnight if need to, tomorrow night. And then if it's contested, which the Democrats say it's going to be, we're going to continue on here. And we could be shut down in 8 days. So it is just a wild time to be alive. This is the most important time in all of our lives right now. The hinge of history, as Matt Bracken said. And I can hold these people off legally and I can continue on. And Matt's absolutely right. Going into the future, they're coming for me and that's okay. I just want you to know I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out. I need your financial support. This is a war. Trump's been outspent 3-1. He's still beating him. I don't have anywhere 1/1,000 of that money. I don't have Musk money. I've got you, but we have a giant audience, and we're so critical in this fight. So get everybody you know and those you don't know to tune in to the live feeds today and right through the next week. That's what you can do with your energy, and I respectfully ask you to take action now. This is about self-preservation for all of us. This is a war. This isn't some entertainment or some side issue. This is it. We're over the target. We're the zeitgeist. You're the zeitgeist. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get some t-shirts, get some great supplements now. I need money with our sponsor to be able to continue on, and we do not have the funds we need approaching 8 days from shutdown to do it. This is the most critical request I've ever made. I need support now. This is a marathon fight. We're reaching the peak of the battle now.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.